Well, Liam, a long wait, but in the end it came, and two great goals, differing style goals from Sam Kloukas to separate the teams.
Certainly, you know, off the back of last week, you know, the game, I thought it was, you know, it's going to offer a great spectacle as it did tonight. You know, the credit's got to go with the players, you know, Scunthorpe also, you know, the staff and the fans, and, you know, it's made for a great game. And thankfully, you know, we've come out 2-0 winners, you know, with regards to the goals. You know, Sam Kloukas, the first goal, is a great move from our part. And, you know, in stoppage time, you know, extra time, we've moved him up there. And thankfully, he's gone into the right areas, and he's, you know, it's Sam Kloukas' night tonight.
And then a bit of a worldie for the second one, just to finish it off.
Yes, correct. And, you know, as I said in previous interview, you know, on a daily basis, Sam, he's got that in him, Sam. And, you know, when he's in that area, he's opened up, you know, you fancy him to work the keeper at least. And, you know, thankfully tonight, it's beaten Sam Slocum, because over the two games, I think he's been outstanding.
Yeah, Slocum's been a terrific. He made three great saves in the first half. What did you? What were you saying to the players at half time? Because another solid performance, but nothing to show for it at 45.
Yes, correct. We thought we could keep the ball a little bit better. We thought we could work areas a little bit better. And, you know, the manager was kind of reiterating, once we get further up the pitch, we must be more productive. And I thought, you know, from a solid base, I thought we did that a little bit better, you know, as the game grew on. And then obviously, you know, once the first goal goes in, you know, Scunthorpe's got to chase the game. And once they did that, I thought, you know, we were creating good areas and good chances.
And before the goals started, you switched Owen out to the right and moved Gary Roberts more central. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, we just felt we were losing a little bit, of a few battles in certain areas. And, you know, we thought we could be more productive out wide and get more players further up the pitch, you know, quality up the pitch. And I thought we took control of the game therefore. So, you know, it kind of, like I said, you know, we're thankful it worked tonight. And, you know, Sam Kloukas has got the two goals, and, you know, we're going to the next round.
And bar probably the first 15 minutes of the second half, when Scunthorpe had their best spells, Madden shot close. Another pretty dominant performance against a side who, over the last couple of years, have been very much on a par with Chesterfield.
Yes, correct. And, you know, they made it for two really good games. You know, with players like Paddy Madden, obviously McSheffie was here, you know, they've got good strength in depth, and you expect them to have a certain portion of the game. And sometimes you've just got to become a, you know, solid base and ride it through, because we do feel, you know, with a few of our lads, we've got quality in the dressing room. And, you know, once we do get them spaces, that, you know, they can open teams and be productive themselves.
And of course, now with everybody, just about everybody fit and raring to go, you can bring people like Ryan and Jones off the bench just at the times that you need them.
Yes, brilliant. You know, it's full of credit to the lads, because, you know, they're all fighting to get back fit. They're all fighting to get back on the pitch. You know, they're itching to play. You know, they're behind myself, the gaffer, you know, and the staff every week and every day in training now. And, you know, we're fully aware of that. You know, we've had a really good, tough fixture list, and there's more to come. So, you know, we expect everybody to get the minutes, and, you know, everybody to get the time on the pitch.
Well, you've now led to only Chesterfield's second trip to the fourth round in 60 years, away at Derby County, flying at the top end of the Championship. These are exactly the games that players and management want.
Oh, certainly. You know, straight away after the game, you know, there's a few lads. They're the games you want to be involved in. You know, a couple of lads have come from non-league and various places, and, you know, with the application that they're showing at the minute, they deserve to be playing at them stadiums and them teams. Like you say, Derby's a tough fixture, but it's great for the fans. You know, it's great for the clubs financially, and, you know, as a spectacle, as a neutral, I'm sure it's going to be a really good game, because they're a very good team. Obviously, they're flying high themselves, but, you know, we'll go there, you know, fully acquitted, and, you know, expect a positive result.
I'm sure the managers at this moment, talking to the chief exec, seeing what slice he can have.
I'm sure the chief exec and the chairman will have a pint tonight, because, you know, we're quite humble. You know, we know that the finance is very good in these competitions. You know, it keeps people in work. You know, it keeps people, you know, obviously the finance with Chris, you know, and everything else, it keeps ticking along nicely. So, you know, we're thankful for that.
But winning the Championship last year and moving into League One, the bigger games are what it's all about. Swindon's got to come before that. What a terrific game that's set to be on Saturday.
Correct. You know, we was lucky enough to go down and see them, you know, last night against Coventry. They're a very good team, really good team. And, you know, we expect a good game on Saturday. You know, the manager kind of reiterated straight away after the game, you know, make sure you enjoy tonight for what it is. But we'll certainly come in tomorrow first thing. We'll dust ourselves down and we'll put it, you know, in the back of our mind a little bit, and we'll focus. We'll have a really good working week on Swindon, because we expect to go down there again like we have done. You know, the lads have produced, you know, of late, and we expect to give a good account of ourselves.
And finally, I know one man who was delighted when the draw came out, but of course Chesterfield had to go overcome Scunthorpe first. A word for Shane Nicholson, because the fitness and the conditioning, he's an ex-Derby County player. He's played a part in the win tonight, hasn't he?
Oh, certainly. He's played a part since I've been in the building. You know, he goes about his work quite quietly, but the lads, you know, the lads appreciate everything he does, and as you can see, the fitness levels, it's not just, you know, the manager myself who take credit. It comes from the recruitment, the players, the fitness, you know, the finance. It's all enrolled into one, and I'm sure Shane will quietly, you know, be happy with the draw and everything. You know, local lad, and you know, it'll be a good day for everybody.